And I was certainly unaware of any talk or any, or even the existence. I'm sure there was a morgue somewhere on the base. There must have been with a major hospital there. But I think I knew our laboratory fairly well, and we did not have a morgue, or I was unaware of any cold storage facilities that we might have, or deep freezes. Or
is this building 29?
And building 29, and then the surrounding buildings. There was the biophysics building behind, and there was the vivarium up the hill, and there was the bioacoustics laboratory up the hill, and the psychology and respiration building over a half block away, and so on. And I can't imagine that in any of these buildings we had a major cold storage facility. We did some animal experimentation there, and the posts of the animals that were in terminal experiments were done by the veterinarians in
postmortems.
Postmortems in their facilities. But no, the whole time I was there, I was certainly unaware of any physical aspects of this, or even rumors. I think a lot of us, if it ever came up, sort of chuckled at the idea of UFOs or aliens or things like that. If there was, it was the best kept secret there has ever been.
Okay. Well, that kind of wraps it up. Do you have any final remarks?
No, I only that I thoroughly enjoyed my experiences with balloons and with Joe Kittinger and Dan Folger. It was a wonderful time. We did very exciting things, which of course couldn't be done now with the human experiments committees and things like that. Outstanding facilities, fine people to work with. We complained regularly about obstructionists and things like that, but we still managed to get most things done. The laboratories we had, I think regularly, what a great facility we had there with a shop and capable engineers and physicists, electronics people to help you build equipment, experimental equipment, that you when they finished their testing, you could use to build something else out of it. It was just a great time. So I think it's a time that may never occur again, of course.
Okay, well, that's everything I have, so I'd just like to thank you very much.
I think that I've been pleased to work with you again. The whole time, it is.